Stephen Fanula on iRadio, 12 minutes past 5. That was Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. And this is Ava Max. How are you, Ava Max?
Good. I'm in Milan, Italy right now for some promo here.
What is the food like in Italy? I've never been.
It's so good. I'm stuffed constantly. A lot of pasta and pizza.
Are you a fan of carbonaras?
Oh, for sure.
I, unfortunately, never got a good carbonara in Rome, and it's still something I deeply regret.
Oh my God, that's so weird you said that, because I had a carbonara in Rome yesterday. I went to Rome for the day.
Was it good?
Yes, it was good. It was like al dente, though. It was a little hard.
They love a bit of al dente in Italy, don't they? Don't know if it's translated to the rest of the world so well, but I'm glad you're enjoying it, though. From what I've heard from the new single, Weapons, the first thing that I kind of thought about when I heard it was, oh my God, this is the best motivation song. Like, I could imagine this being on a playlist if I ever decided, oh, I'm going to go running or something like that. So is that, like, do you feel a motivation when you hear it and when you're putting it together?
Definitely. That's why, you know, it's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's really just about not using words as like a target, like as like to your target, you know what I mean? Like as weapons. But I think in general, words hurt more than sometimes physical, I believe.
Yeah, I can remember more stuff that was said to me than, say, maybe altercations that I was in on a football pitch or on occasion. I'm not a fighter, by the way. This sounds like I go out fighting every weekend. But words really, they stick deep.
And they just constantly spin in your head. So I think, and you think about these scenarios over and over again. So I think that is a more of a long-term effect than like a punch, or like, even though that's not good either, obviously, but like, you know, you internally keep things in longer and it's just not healthy. So I think people should just be more careful with their words and hate. They should reel it back in.
It's funny because we've actually talked about this on the show very recently. For you, do you find tough words shoot you down or help you drive on?
It's tough. It depends on who it's coming from, you know. If it's coming from my mom, like in the moment, I don't like it. And then the next day I'm like, okay, all right, I guess I'll listen. But like if it's coming from like, I don't know, maybe a stranger, I really don't listen to it, you know? And then if it's coming from, you know, it's different with everybody. Someone maybe like a lover, someone like, you know, and they say something rude. It's like, wait, that's what really stings me when like, I'm just like, ugh. Oh my God, it's like replaying in my head these like nasty words. But I think it really depends. It really depends on the person, I think.
Ava Max, fresh from the MTV EMAs last night. Her new album, Diamonds and Dance Floors, is going to be out on the 27th of January next year. And I feel she is not overly underrated, but she is a little underrated.
She brings out the bops and the bangers. And I meant to, when I said about weapons, I think this is excellent motivation.
Try it on for yourself. Maybe you're hearing this for the very first time on iRadio. It's Ava Max. Weapons.
Stop using your words as weapons.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon. IMRO Gold Award winners 2022.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.